Welcome, everyone, to day 15 of the Winter Feast for the Soul here in the studio, out there in the world, in your own spaces. Welcome. Let's begin by taking a nice deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Just take a moment to settle into your seat, finding the sense of groundedness. Turning our attention to our bodies. Noticing the ways in which we'd like to be comfortable, whether we are or not, regardless of what the temperature is. It's that natural human desire to want to be comfortable. And continuing our discussion of the kleshas or the difficult emotions and thoughts that get us into trouble. In fact, this is the last one, which is ignorance, and it kind of circles us back to the second noble truth, which is that things, what gets us into trouble is our attachment, clinging, wanting. Particularly wanting things to be different than they are. So we just pretend that things aren't true, that actually the truth is that things are always changing. Everything rises, also falls. But we pretend or we ignore that, and we really hope to keep things the same. Like, we'd like to get it to a perfect temperature and keep it that way. Wouldn't we? That would be nice. Or the other one, which is that there's uncertainty. There's a sense of groundlessness. And we forget that, and we think that we can control things, like people, places, and things, or the next snowstorm. So I want to invite you today to really notice the ways in which you might be trying to control things, get your own way, have things be solid and unchanging. And just noticing how that makes you feel when you're up against that and you find that it's not true. And so the antidotes, of course, are acceptance, having a sense of curiosity, a sense of appreciation for what's actually happening, and remembering, of course, that we're not alone. We all want that. We all want to be cozy and comfortable. We want things to not change, and we want to be certain about things. And the thing that can really help as well is to be able to relax with things the way they are. Doesn't mean that we don't make changes to ourselves or other people or take action, but see if we can just relax. And that's where our formal meditation practice can really help. So I want to invite you today to see if you can find a sense of relaxation in your practice. So if your mind is racing, or if your body feels this way, or you're just caught up in any kind of emotion, see if you can just relax with that. Stop trying to control or change in a little way. Maybe we can bring it out into the world. Let's practice. So, turning again to finding our seat, feeling that sense of groundedness underneath us. Feet on the floor, seat on the seat, the weight of the body just resting. See if you can find a sense of relaxation in your body. And from that sense of being grounded, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid. Not too loose, not too tight. That actually is what allows us to kind of go with the flow or have a sense of acceptance. See if you can find that sense in your posture. And then allowing the shoulders to be relaxed so there's a sense of opening and softening. connecting to that tender heart. That sense of care for ourselves and others. And then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it. And allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and support of our practice together.